Spencer Chase from the Woolsey Westington FFA chapter and South Dakota State University talking with Caleb Bond and Josh Gilbert from the Franklin County, Georgia FFA chapter. This year's winners of National FFA Agri-Science Fair's Environmental Services and Natural Resource Systems Division 4. Caleb, Josh, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Caleb, just for starters, what can you tell us about the project that allowed you to win this award?
Our project was actually just based around E. coli, the bacteria E. coli. And we tested to see if the dead chickens that you put in burial pits, if the E. coli could escape from them and actually travel to your well and affect your well water. And so we did a study on, we took three basic wells in all over our county and tested their well water to see if E. coli was in there. And in our study, we actually found that two of the three wells that we tested did have E. coli in them.
So, Josh, how do you think this study will affect kind of the process of chicken disposal within your area?
Well, being the number one poultry producers in the state of Georgia, you know, it's a very big issue for us. You know, there are other options as far as disposal of dead chickens. You have incineration, which seems to be more costly, or you also have decomposition, which seems to take a lot more time, which is why most farmers prefer the burial pit. However, with this new information, with the fact that it could be, you know, making a difference on our health, I should believe that the state of Georgia might actually be persuaded to follow the state of Alabama and outlaw the use of chicken burial pits.
Now, Caleb, just what can you tell me about, you mentioned that you tested the wells where the burial pits were located. What other research methodologies did you guys use?
We actually, when we took the samples, we took them to Clemson University. And Clemson University actually allowed us to use their lab and test them. And we used equipment that just made E. coli show up, just the bacteria of E. coli. You put a substance in the water and it made the E. coli grow. And you put them in incubators and you used a fluorescent light, and if you could see the E. coli in the water. Hmm. So basically when we collected the water, we just used a simple mason jar. But you had to run the water clean of the line for 5 minutes before you could take the sample and make sure that the end of the spigot was heated to kill all other forms of bacteria. So basically the biggest part was finding a lab that we could actually run our test in, because we didn't have that type of equipment around home.
And Josh, I'll ask you first. Caleb, be ready for this one too. How do you guys plan on using the skills that you gained through this project in your future?
Well, when it comes to the existence of E. coli in your water, almost every water sample that you take will contain some E. coli. However, there are six strands of E. coli that are actually healthy to our human intestines. We have them, it's already inside of us, and it's just a part of our healthy diet. And so to be able to confirm that it is either a deadly form of E. coli, or B, that it is coming from the actual burial pit, what we will have to do is we will have to repeat our trials, and this time we will have to use the process of RNA, which is like DNA for humans except for bacteria. And basically what we will do, we will take a sample of the well water once again, and then we will take a sample from inside the chicken burial pit. We will then come up with the RNA structure of these two bacteria. If they match, then it confirms 100% that it is the same E. coli. However, if it differentiates, that means that there could be another source causing the contamination. So we would like to repeat our experiments and use that to confirm 100% that this is a problem.
And Caleb, how would you like to use the skills that you guys have gained through this enterprise in your future?
Well, my future, I'm actually planning to be a minister. I want to go into the ministry and preach. So some of the skills that we gained into this was actually people skills, talking to people, actually allowing us to come on their farms and be able to test their water. So, and I think that's going to kind of help me in my ministry, being able to talk to those people and just, I don't know, being able to, I guess, if God wills, I could, like, help my partner here and keep running tests on this project. But if not, I gained definite people skills and being able to communicate well through this project.
Caleb, Josh, congratulations.
We appreciate it.
That's Caleb Bond and Josh Gilbert from the Franklin County, Georgia FFA chapter, this year's winners of the Environmental Services and Natural Resource Systems Division 4 at the National FFA Agri-Science Fair. For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.